We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, good Monday, everyone. Welcome in. It is Dom time at 855-839-1210. You get a line, AT&T. Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Side question of the day, hit us with those initials like FBI, LBJ that you like, ACB. Nice play on that, right? Amy Coney Barrett. Big story in addition to a bunch of others that are out there. Now, here locally, well, it started sometime in June, right? The outrageousness of people on the parkway, okay? And on Ridge Avenue, the encampments there, obvious, in the middle of COVID-19, et cetera, threatening the police and everything else, blocking 22nd Street. So the city has not only said it's a tentative agreement, but they're still staying there until they feel like they will put people in city housing. I saw up to 50, but here's the kicker. They're going to give over control of some city housing and city land where that sits to the activist. Not sure which activist yet. Just think about that. I forget who we had on. I think it may have been Steve Keeley and some others from Fox 29 who made the point. You try not paying your taxes or you try doing anything like this to make a point, okay? And see what happens to you. And just think of the irony. These people who do this and win, and Eagles fans still can't tailgate. Eagles fans still can't be in FDR Park. If that doesn't give a contrast in this city, but you know what? In the media, they don't seem to connect the dots as we do. They don't see how outrageous this is and that this makes no sense. Why can you engage in this and come out and put up headlines, "We blanking won," and have some members of city council there supporting you on this? Well, that's what you don't get, Dom. Housing is a much bigger issue than you going to an Eagles tailgate. We hear the same thing about the protesters, right? That doesn't spread COVID, but anything you want to do does. And over the weekend, I'm looking for a little bit of information on this. As a result of Judge Stickman, remember that guy? He turned down a stay by Wolfman Hack to tell us what the limits are as far as crowd size. And as a result of that, high school football did have spectators this weekend right here in the Delaware Valley. I'd like to know if you were involved in any of that, went to a game where there were spectators. All right, Carrie Severino is the president of Judicial Crisis Network and is as good as it gets when it comes to breaking down what's going to happen with the Supreme Court. Hey, Carrie, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Great for being here.
Well, Carrie, are you happy so far? First of all, you know, when we last talked, I think you're happy with the nominee, particularly her line about being in the mode, the exact mode of Justice Scalia. I mean, that's the gold standard, platinum standard. But how this has been rolled out, that's what I first wanted to know.
Yeah, you know, I saw it. I was lucky enough to be at the White House on Saturday, and I just thought it was a lovely event. You saw all of her kids there, and boy, as a mother of six myself, I'm like, wow, can you imagine? You've got this peak of your professional career, and you got to get seven kids in the minivan, right? We all saw that great footage of her getting on the airport, going to Washington, D.C., and I thought her speech was just outstanding. She highlighted some of the things about Justice Ginsburg she found as a role model. Obviously, said she differs with her on the jurisprudence. She said she's in the mold of Justice Scalia. I say amen to that. Scalia 2.0 sounds like a great plan. And I thought the president's comments were really great as well, pointing out she's going to be the first Supreme Court justice who's a mother with actual school-age children.
And exactly.
That's a major accomplishment. She's kind of a pathbreaker in her own way in this falling in the footsteps of Justice Ginsburg.
Well, Carrie, too, you with six kids, if you don't mind asking, too, then we already saw some of the angles of attack. And I was asking listeners on Twitter, I don't know if you saw this, that Democrat strategists were tweeting out or saying, it was Axios saying, they're telling these people like Blumenthal and others, yo, don't bring up the adoption issue. And I'm thinking, what's the angle there? And then I see one guy call her a colonizer. I see another person say, why does she need two more kids? This is the Handmaid's Tale. And then I start to see a number of things. Would Democrats really consider any questions at all? I'm in the camp that says they will, about the adoption. And I think that's going to backfire horrifically if they do.
Yeah, I think that would be a bizarre strategy. But the crazy thing is it's already one we've seen some people, not necessarily yet, but some people on the left suggesting, saying she's racist because she has two children who are themselves black. It's just so backward, you can't even kind of wrap your head around it. The question is whether they can help themselves, I think, at this point. I think everyone who's has a few brain cells to rub together should know this is not a good line of attack. It's really ugly. You've heard some people saying, well, how can a woman with seven kids really be a good mother and a Supreme Court justice, to which even some liberals are going, we didn't ask this of Justice Scalia. He had nine kids. So is this a totally, sexist statement to make? Some of these attacks are just bizarre. I hope they will be able to contain themselves historically. We haven't seen that. I mean, we saw they already went after her religion when she was up for the Seventh Circuit. And I don't think that turned out too well for them either.
No, I don't. And boy, it's a tough call because strategically, and they are pros like Kamala Harris, but, when they get in there, the hearings are a big deal and they want to show up. Blumenthal is my choice to be the one that doesn't contain himself. Dianne Feinstein has to contain herself, you would think here. Who on the inquisitors do you think might start to edge to go there? I say Blumenthal. Who do you say?
I could totally see that. Maggie Hirono sometimes says some crazy stuff. You've got, Senator Harris is, you say she is a professional in some ways, or she certainly has a platform here that she's going to want to maximize. And during the Kavanaugh hearing, she used that, and she really used that to launch her presidential run.
Yes.
Because she was doing these kind of gotcha moment things, and for a lot of people that really fell flat because she looked like, there's this one exchange where she said, well, who have you talked to at this one law firm about the Mueller investigation? He's going, there's like 500 people at that law firm. I can't, under oath, I can't say I didn't talk to anyone, but I can't think of anyone I would have talked to. So it looks like she's got him and there's some piece of information she knows. And then the next day, after he's had a chance to look through the list, and he says, oh, no, I can tell you now that I've had a chance to read the names of everyone in this law firm. I've talked to none of these people. I don't know what you're talking about. And she's like, oh, okay. So she plays a big game, and then there's nothing there behind it. And I think you might see that again where there's these gotcha questions. But Amy Coney Barrett, again, if you can get seven kids out the door in the morning, you can handle that with a professor career, with a judicial career. You're not going to be blown away by Kamala Harris's crazy, crazy stunt questions. You're not going to, I don't think Feinstein will be so foolish as to go down the religious episode again, but if the dogma comes up again, she can handle it. I think she'll just be cool as a cucumber like we saw her last time, gracious, kind, and I think that's going to maybe backfire for some of these people looking for campaign footage rather than actually, doing their job in terms of vetting nominees.
Exactly. We're talking with Carrie Severino, president of Judicial Crisis Network. Now, I don't know, you're busy in the morning, maybe, Carrie, with six kids and what you do to give great information. My job is to hone in on this, but you probably saw Politico today has a big piece up saying this is a new sort of feminist icon in Coney Barrett, in that it's her husband that she gives credit to. I think they're almost 50-50, but maybe it's 60-40 some days. that he's doing this. And the woman who wrote it links it to abortion absolving men to get out of, you know, child care and all that stuff. Whereas here, they're making it work. This is a different sort of feminist. And a Supreme Court justice with young children, very young children in some cases, that's remarkable. So what do you think of that? Does this play with women voters, suburban people, to take a look at this and go, wow, this is stunning. We're seeing something new here.
Yeah, I think it's really inspiring. I think she's going to be a role model for a lot of women to say, hey, there's a, you know, it doesn't have to be an either or. And I really admire, you know, women who are staying at home with their families too. There's no one size fits all solution, I think, is the thing. And I've heard from people who talked about her, you know, who've known her as her kids are growing up, and they said she was always incredibly present. She's not just like check out, hand them off to a nanny and go off and, you know, and then come back in at 10 o'clock at night or something. She was there present to her kids, and she can be there present in her job. And as she said at her announcement on Saturday, you know, we also then, like everyone else, we're presidents, or we're both vice principals of this homeschool that we're distance learning academy that we're running. And you know what? They made it work. And I think, like a lot of people, it's like, you know, there's a juggling, but it can be done. And I think people of her clerks have talked about how she would often have her kids in chambers and they're kind of playing around over the desk. You kind of get the image from like the JFK days of his son playing in the Oval Office. And I think it's a beautiful image for America to have.
Oh, without a doubt. Carrie, thank you so much, too. Thanks for, you have a kind spirit in this. Not that you step away from a debate, but you have, to me, the perfect blend when I see you in these things. Trying to keep it on the policy, the intellect part of this, versus just, you know, the talking point. So that's what I enjoy when I see you on TV.
Oh, thanks so much.
Thank you, Carrie, very much. Thank you for joining us.
Have a good day.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.